Shalom Aleichem, Sweetest Friends. This should be a special schus. In Ishmael Tzarek Pinchas Weberman, who was just Nifter, the great Rabbanim of Florida, many decades. My brother-in-law's grandfather. And the schus of Rus Chayecha Begumas Michal Dizbasia. And the schus Nina Bracha Basesar Adasa. And the schus of Baruch Hertzman Sarah Tzipara, Bessashal Chalei Soil. Matan Ben Sarah, for Shlema. Rus Victor Basile Ravider, for Shlema. Continuing our series of Inyane Achshava, controlling one's thoughts, directing one's thoughts to the right place, based on the Torah of Marina Rabbein and Rana Mashgiach Zitzal, Volbe. Achshava has the power to make something Gashmi into something Ruchni, make something physical into something spiritual. And that's why it says that when the Vayavu Aaron v'chozikne Yisrael lechol lechem v'chosein Moshe lefnei Elokim, Aaron and all the Zekanim went to eat bread with the father-in-law of Moshe before God. It says that if you're nanim suda shetamidecha mevsuim ba, you're nanim zivashchina. You're eating with the Talmud Chacham a suda of Tamir Chamin. It's like you're nanim zivashchina. You're enjoying the splendor of God's divine glory. That's why it says they went to eat bread lefnei Elokim. Why is lefnei Elokim? Because the Tamir Chamin there. Nanim ziva shchina. Not every suit, of course, God's everywhere. But this suit is specifically with Nei Elokim because they were Tamil Chachamim there. They'll tell us that if a Tamil Chacham is like a Mizbeach, like a Mishkan. So if you bring a gift to a Tamil Chacham, it's like you're being makriv bikurim. It's like bringing the first fruits. If you give him wine, pour wine down his throat, it's like being makriv nesachim. It's like pouring wine libations. He said, Talmud Chacham transforms everything Gashmi into something Ruchni, into something spiritual. And in his thoughts, he's in the physical world, and he transforms everything in the physical world. He makes it spiritual, he makes it part of his Avodas Hashem. As we spoke about the Mafli Lasus, the wonder. See, Asher Yotzar, in the morning, Mafli Lasus, which means to the wonder of connecting the Ruchni to the Gashmi, and then we go and tell Kai, Nisham Hashem Asatabi, into the Ruchni, it's from the Gashmi of Asher Yotzer. And that's the power of a Talmud Chacham. When he's sitting at a meal, he's saying Divrei Torah at the table. The table is a Mizbeach, and the Torah is the fire in the Mizbeach. Reb Tzadok says. So that's the Indian of Kedusha and the Mesilas Yeshavim. Kedusha is taking the Gashmi world through your Machshav and turning it into something spiritual. The great Reb Yerucham quotes the Pasuk, Ani, Pasuk in Micha, Masisilcha Mali Sicha, Anebi. My nation, what have I done to you? Have I wearied you? Answer me. As I'll say, I wasn't Machayev you before I gave it to you. In other words, you don't have to put on a mezuzah unless you have a house. You don't have to wear tzitzis unless you have a baga, unless you have a garment. Says Marina Rabbeinu Rabbi Yerucham, Haklal Shekol Mashe Nidrash, Me'eta Adam, Kol Mashe Chayav, Akhiyav, 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 Adam. המעלות הכי עליונות תביעם הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול בכוחותיו הטבעיים ואינם מוטבים בכוחות נפשו. Whatever is required of a person, whatever הקדוש ברוך הוא obligated a person, the highest levels הקדוש ברוך הוא, put it in his natural capabilities, natural capacities. בואו ונראה דבר נפלא. Let's see something amazing. הנה אין עוד מובדו רום המעלות מעלת הדבקות שהיא תכלית וכליל כל המעלות הרי היא באמת נמצאת בתכונתו של האדם והאדם נפגש בזה בכל שעה ואין עומד על זה מעולם ומיילו ואין עוד מובדו is not no one other than God the highest level דבקוס כליל המיילס it's within us we meet it at all times. We don't even realize it. מעלה כל כך נשגבה וכל אחד מרגישה ממש בחוש. ואם האדם מתבונן בעיה זה מאמת ומברר לו יסוד התורה והמצוות וכל העיקר הנדרש ממנו. It's there. It's there for the pickings. But we don't think about it enough. But we can. The Chazon Ish begins his is Emunah B'Tachon, where he says that the world is a mystery, that when you have some quiet time, you just think, what's behind this mystery? You come to the Ribono Shel Olam. Einod Mavada, how did the world get here? There was nothing and nothing blew up. How does nothing blow up? It's nothing. And how does something blow up and then there's such incredible order in the world? What did one of the most famous Picardsim say of our generation? He says, it looks like there's a God. It looks like there's a creator. But there really isn't. How do you know there isn't? You just said it looks like there is because there's so much order in the world. Because he doesn't want there to be. So he creates his own narrative. It looks like this is a rigged up job over here, this whole world. That seems there's no God behind it, right? I mean, but there is a God behind it, but we just don't see him with our eyes. Because how could it be that there's so much order? There's so much integrated complexity in the world, how everything works together in the human body, body of animals, in vegetation, in the atmosphere, in the environment, the planets, the sun, the moon, everything. Just millions and millions of incredible rules. And we haven't even scratched the surface. There's so much more that we need to know. And already there's incredible amount. Just the human eye is enough that it's an accident. Human eye is an accident. No. Man knew that it would make life easier if he would have eyes. So he decided, let's evolve an eye. So all together, they all got together, all these blind guys, and they said, let's evolve eyes together. And lo and behold, they had this miraculous thing, the human eye. Wow! And they said, oh, it would be really hard to live without a heart. So let's evolve a heart. Wait a second. What came first, the blood or the heart? Because the heart pumps the blood. So first you have the heart. There's nothing to pump. And anyway, you're not alive. And it first came the blood. And what's pumped? Oh, no, it came exactly at the same second for everybody. And we knew we had to evolve it. We had to do it. It was all man's genius. It was all nature. Nature knew. Nature is so smart. Why call it nature? Why not just say, the Ribono Shel Olam? So, of course, there's a God. It's not even a question. You walk into the kitchen, and you see a box of cornflakes there. You know for a fact that somebody made this box of cornflakes. And the world is no less complex than a box of cornflakes. When you get your Sunday Times at your door, we used to get the Sunday Times. It was mamish so thick, it was taller than I was almost. As a kid. Now I'm taller. Thick Sunday Times, you have 800 sections, wow. No, it was just, every Saturday, they just got together and they just started pouring ink. They threw ink in the air, and then all of a sudden it just came out to the New York Times, all those articles. Wow. Amazing. The world is more complex than the Sunday Times. So of course they know Movado. But you have to be Ayman, and you have to think about it. You have to be Mizbaynim. I'm talking now. My brain has billions of bytes of information in it. So much that I know. So many. Every letter, every word, what every word means, in what context to use the word. What word comes before, what word comes after. It's all coming naturally. It goes instantaneously from my brain to my mouth. I can say any word I want. Pulu dulu lulu. That's what I feel like saying. I could go from language to language, from Hebrew to English, English to Hebrew, and if I was European, I'd know seven languages. Just not. Apella, not Mishapella. Kol echad meitano makir shem b'kocha shal. See, you have to use your machshava. It's all in there. To be mindful. Kol echad meitano makir shem b'kocha shal machshava lezbol shum roshim tzadi. Kol hamachshava kol kach dak v'atzili she'atznuah hechi kalam mafriya kvar ba'adam. Sertut hechi kal b'tziporan al hakir dayo ve'lotzi et adam mimachshavotav. Person's thinking. The slightest distraction. He's not thinking anymore. Somebody scratches the wall. Up. He stops thinking. Hafrat ha-machshava noledet al-idei zeh she'asertut hechi kal mafneh ta'atzmo ta'machshava. Harei netuna kvar b'davar acher. Im ken mitzad hadbat kol hamachshava ra'i efshar u'mena nimna. שישום דבר צדי הכי קל, וזאת המחשבה מופרה כבר במציאות. הוא מבנה שמציאות כוח המחשבה אין עוד מלבדו, כשאין שום דבר זולתה. ממש בישימון וציעה שלא תוכל להיות שום הפנה קודי. רק מצב כזה היא מחשבה. מותה של המחשבה היא דבקות, מחוברת ודבוקה כולה. אין עוד מלבדו. אהבה עד אין שיעור. Machshava can't have anything else. The second there's other stuff going on, you can't think properly. You can't think straight. That's why when the Torah was given, we discussed this in a previous year, there was complete silence, Chazal tell us. A dog didn't bark. A cow didn't meow. A horse didn't horse around. No sounds. A cow didn't moo. Why? I'll tell you why. Listen carefully. Because if one cow would have mooed during Kabbalah Satoru, there'd be 600,000 men who would turn their face to look at the cow mooing. Maybe a few exceptions. That's the human thing. You can't focus. You look over there. Not to mention the women and children. The kids would run over and look at the cow. Hashem is giving the Torah. The answer is, when the machshava has to be kulo merukaz, focus, concentrate. Today we live in a door, no concentration. ADDHDDH. ADDHDD. No concentration. People are sitting and they have their phone with them. You have your phone with you, studies show, you're not focused. You're not fully here. Even if the phone isn't on. Doesn't matter. Not here. Complete, nothing else exists in the world. What you're doing now, that's focus. Machshava is dveikus. The person's supposed to use his machshava to be dveik be'ein od movado. The machshava cannot take anything else. If there's other stuff going on, then you're not focused. And so too, if in order to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get to the Ein Od Movado, that there's nothing else than God, you need to be focused with your thoughts. Our job is to assert God's oneness. And the way to do that is to use your entire thrust, your entire power of thought, that's the school of machshava. To be able to focus completely on God and to appreciate His singular uniqueness. So it's kedai to look in the Sefer Das Chacham U'Musar in Chelek Beis, Siman Ayin Zayin, and see what he says there by Arichus. But that's really our avoda. Our avoda is focus. Focus. Koach ha-machshava is a mitzias of ein od mulvado. That's the koach ha-machshava. Nothing else can exist when you have complete thought, when you're just completely immersed in this and you're not anywhere else. That's what you're supposed to do when you daven. That's supposed to do when you learn and anything you do. Like someone once said, if you do something and you're not intoxicated by it, you're not doing it right. You're sitting with your child, sitting with your spouse, complete focus. Ein od mavada. And then you use that same koach ha-machshav of ein od mavada, nothing else exists. And you use that to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu ein od mavada. Then nothing else exists but Him. And that's really how you're using your koach ha-machshav. So you practice einod mulvadoing your thoughts, whatever you're doing. It can even be work. You want to do a proper job. You're getting paid. And right now you're completely focused on your work. You want to do the best possible job. And then memela, you have that attitude of einod, right now nothing else exists. And then you get to the pnimius, you use that koach ha-machshava to realize nothing else exists but the Rabbanu Shlomo. So I'm hoping that in a future shiur, we'll be able to see the Shtickle Rabbi Yerucham inside because it's Pilei Plus. So thank you so much for listening. And Amir Tashem, we will continue next time and we will see more incredibly important teachings about Inyanei Machshava. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.